The governor recently signed a helmet choice law. Michigan joins 30 other states to allow adult choice in helmet use and toughens those standards. Jim Rhodes is the legislative director for the American Bikers Aiming Towards Education, or ABATE of Michigan. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about ABATE.
Well, it's a motorcycle riders organization, and we work on legislation primarily that has to do with motorcycles. Many of our directors and members teach motorcycle safety. I've been teaching motorcycle safety to new riders and experienced riders since 1979. We try to monitor legislation that directly affects motorcycle riders.
What kind of bike do you ride?
I got a garage full of Harleys.
There is no substitute.
Well, you know, I don't care what people ride. I ride my nephew is a member of the Detroit Sport Bike Association, and we ride together a lot.
What is the biggest mistake that riders make?
Not paying attention to what's going on around you. Primarily watching for people to turn in front of you, turn left in front of you, and not making yourself visible in a lane is another big mistake.
Does it hurt when riders are listening to music, whether it's blaring or going through their helmets?
I have a radio on my motorcycle, and I sometimes play it, and sometimes I don't. A lot of the wind noise detracts from you know, the music itself. But if you're paying attention, it's not like being on a cell phone in a car. Definitely not.
After 46 years, Michigan now joins 30 other states in amending the mandatory helmet law in favor of adult choice. How does ABATE feel about this?
Well, we're pretty ecstatic. It's been a pretty long battle. Now we can actually get down to the real business of motorcycle safety and car driver awareness, which is what we've really been pushing. Motorcycle Awareness Month is coming up in May, and we're working with the Secretary of State's office on presentations and different events to let car drivers know that motorcycles are out there, and they're out there more now than before, primarily because of the price of gas.
Jim, logically, doesn't it make sense to wear a helmet? Isn't it safer?
Not necessarily. As a matter of fact, states that have modified their helmet law actually have lower fatality rates. You hear all the time, well, if you get rid of the helmet law, there's going to be, you know, 100 more deaths or 1,000 more deaths, or it's going to be this tragedy, or the insurance rates are going to increase, and so on and so forth. But actually, of all the Great Lakes states, prior to this Friday, Michigan was the only one that had a mandatory helmet law, and there was only two of those states that didn't have a helmet law that had a higher fatality rate than Michigan, and four of them had a lower fatality rate than Michigan. And their goals have been to educate new riders and to promote car driver awareness so people don't run us over.
Well, as someone who grew up out in California where there is no helmet law and the easy...
Well, there is now. Oh. There has been for about 15 years.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You know, as someone who has never ridden a motorcycle, it just seems to me, especially if you have a wife, you have a family, that wearing a helmet was just a safety precaution that you'd want to follow.
Well, there's a number of studies that have indicated that helmets do little, if anything, for example, to stop closed-head injuries. If you look at the type of military people coming back from Afghanistan or from the Middle East, one of the primary injuries they come back with is closed-head injuries, and they wear helmets all the time. It's kind of a fallacy to assume that a helmet is a an end-all and a be-all. If helmets are so effective, much more than half of all the head injuries are in cars. Perhaps everyone should wear a helmet in a car.
To ride helmet-free, motorcyclists must carry at least $20,000 in additional medical insurance, be at least 21, and have at least 2 years of riding experience or undergo safety training. I was wondering if that is enough in talking to some medical experts. If you have a closed-head injury, $20,000 is a drop in a bucket.
Well, most motorcycle riders, contrary to what people may think, have insurance. Motorcyclists are more likely to be self-insured than car drivers. And so if I already have Blue Cross, they're asking me to buy additional, or say if I have, you know, some sort of private insurance, or the state is now telling me, well, I still have to buy additional $20,000 in medical coverage. And that, you know, that's just a compromise that we had to make. But again, as I said, motorcyclists are more likely to be self-insured than the general motoring public.
Interesting to see that according to Abate statistics, the average Michigan motorcyclist is a little bit over 36 years of age, married, college educated, and has an income of about $35,000 to $57,000 a year. Most of them who drive Harleys have an income of $80,000 more a year. Most are insured to operate a vehicle and motorcycle and are law-abiding citizens. So what you're trying to say, hey, we should have the opportunity to decide this. We're smart enough to make that choice.
That's it. That's it. 30 other states have opted for this. And would those states be that dumb if there was bodies stacked all over the side of the road, or if there was some sort of, you know, catastrophic problem with modifying the helmet laws? I don't think so.
You expect to have any pushback about this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of pushback. And we're working, like I said, to promote Motorcycle Awareness Month, which is May. We're going to continue in the legislative realm to be relevant.
All right, Jim Rhodes is the legislative director for the American Bikers Aiming Toward Education, or ABATE, of Michigan. Jim, when that May month comes up, contact us so we can talk more.
Sure. Very good.